thanks so much for coming on. It's an absolute honor to have you.
Oh, are you kidding? It's so fun for me.
Awesome. Well, let's start with your book itself. Why call it I Said Yes to Everything? Is that the key to how you succeeded throughout the years?
Well, apparently, in writing it, I really discovered that I had said yes to everything, good, bad, indifferent, dangerous, or not, that I'm headstrong and willful, and that there were things that I unwisely did, maybe unwisely in to a grown-up, or you know, but that I did it anyway. It could have been called I Did It Anyway.
That's the subtitle.
Yeah.
Do you think that speaks to, like, you know, a little bit of fearlessness on your part? I mean, does it take a certain amount of risk-taking?
I think risk-taking, fearlessness, and stupidity.
Man, so many alternate titles the book could have had. Fearlessness, risk-taking.
Right?
Tell me about Peyton Place. I'm obviously, you know, left a huge mark on television. How do you think it helped shape, you know, the soap?
Well, at that time, you know, it was everybody's focus. Mm-hmm. It went on Peyton Place. It was on three times a week. Three new shows a week at that time.
Wow.
And people, you know, left wherever they were and ran home to their television sets and sat in front of it and where their jaws were open. It was Ryan O'Neill. It was Mia Farrow. They lived their lives through the people of Peyton Place.
Yeah.
And to, you know, suddenly be kind of the bad girl entering into that holy family, it just... was an amazing journey for me to take into the American audience. You know, they were mad at me, they were glad at me. I went to a shoe store once in Santa Monica because I was living in Malibu then, and the clerk, you know, kind of tiptoed over to me, mm-hmm. and he said, that customer there wants to know, isn't this today your father's funeral? And I said, yes, I'm buying the shoes so I can go there now.
Everybody knew.
Yeah. I mean, it was my father's funeral. What was I doing in a shoe store? So, you know, everything that happened on Peyton Place was real to millions and millions of people.
That's incredible. Tell me about shifting to the film side. And tell me about In the Heat of the Night. I mean... working with Sidney Poitier, you have to look back, especially, you know, especially where we are now, and you must look back to 1967 and say, man, I was really a part of something really special that really changed the world. I mean, do you look back and just kind of in awe that you were a part of that?
Yes, absolutely. And also, it was part of my freedom, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first major movie I made after The Blacklist.
Yeah.
And so to take that journey that Norman Jewison created and break through with a film into the consciousness of white America and black America as to the desperation of black men was just, you know, what a gift. It could not have been a bigger gift. And at that time, Sidney was like this dark angel. He was gorgeous. Everybody was in love. He was irresistible. And he was the good guy.
Yeah.
He was the guy who taught the southern town how to behave. So to be a part of it and to have that scene with him, you know, we improvised that scene.
Oh, really? Where, that was improv?
Where he told me that my husband was murdered.
Uh-huh.
So it was not just a principled experience, but it was also a very kind of strong emotional bond and experience between us. And, you know, bless Norman Jewison, who was the director, for letting us, you know, have that experience.
Absolutely. How does it, I mean, you mentioned Norman Jewison as director. How was it, compare working with him versus the style of, say, maybe Hal Ashby, who did Shampoo, which you won an Oscar for. Congrats, again, after all these years. What was it like working with Hal Ashby? I mean, what a wild guy, Harold and Maude.
He was, honey, he was loose in the sky. He was a stoner. And the most brilliant director and editor that you could ever meet, and the most open, dear, fun, kind of Idaho-based person. He was, you know, we flew together, hand in hand. Of course, he flew with a lot of other people, too. But that was the thing. You know, you flew with Hal. And
a script with Robert Towne, too, right? Man.
Yes.
Man, you were...
the script for Shampoo was Towne,
yeah,
Robert Towne.
You're working with...
And Warren. Warren co-wrote it.
Right, and it was Warren... you co-starred with Warren Beatty and Julie Christie they had just done McCabe and Mrs. Miller together, right?
Yeah.
What was it like working across screen with them? And you being the one to get the Oscar?
Well, I was due. You know, I'd been nominated, you know, and I was like the bridesmaid who never gets the bouquet.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when I was sitting in the auditorium and they read out the names of the people, I thought they said Lily Tomlin. So I leaned forward. Lily was sitting right in front of me with a kind of silver crown on her head. And I said, "Congratulations, Lily."
would that have been Nashville?
Lee, get up there. They said you.
Would that have been Nashville for her? Was she nominated for Nashville?
Surely not. You know.
Hey, Jason, I'm so sorry to have to cut you short. We have to run.
All right. Hey, thanks, Lee Grant. The book's called I Said Yes to Everything. Check it out, guys. Thanks so much for coming on WTOP, Lee.
Sure, Jason.
All right, bye.
Bye.